As Congress takes on illegal immigration, the Supreme Court is preparing to wade into the issue as well. The court will hear arguments later this month about whether a class action suit can proceed against Mohawk Industries, based in Georgia. The suit says Mohawk knowingly hires undocumented workers at its North Georgia carpet factories, driving down wages for workers in the region. As NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, the case could have a big impact on companies that hire immigrants.
The little city of Dalton, Georgia, is the kind of sleepy place that hasn't had much experience with immigrants over the years. Until recently, that is. In the basement of a boys and girls club, about 15 elementary school-aged children are doing math and reading exercises. They're part of an after-school tutoring program for Spanish-speaking kids. America Gruner, a community activist, says that over the past few years, Dalton and surrounding Whitfield County have seen a big upsurge in immigrants from Mexico and Central America. Most come to work in the area's carpet and poultry plants.
They don't come only from abroad, they come in from California, Indiana, everywhere, because they find out that there are jobs here and the wages are not that bad.
No one really knows how many of the immigrants are here illegally, but local attorney Bobby Lee Cook believes the number is substantial.
This whole area has been flooded with illegal immigrants. 10 years ago, it would have been a rare situation to have seen a half a dozen Mexicans or Hispanics. Now you have tens of thousands.
Dalton's burgeoning population of illegal immigrants is now the subject of a class action suit filed against Mohawk Industries on behalf of four current or former employees. The employees are represented by Howard Foster, who's filed similar suits against Tyson Foods and Zirkle Fruit Company. The plaintiffs say that by hiring illegal aliens, companies like Mohawk have helped hold down wages at the company and throughout the region. Take, for instance, a man called Sergio, who showed up at a prayer service at the Nueva Vida Baptist Church. Sergio says he came to the United States 3 years ago from Mexico City.
I had a visa, tourist visa, and we don't have problem to come here with the border. But it's just by 6 months. Well, the 6 months is finished for us 2 years ago.
A relative told Sergio there was work in Dalton. He managed to get a job at a small carpet factory as a cutter by displaying a taxpayer ID number. He's vague about how he got it. Today he makes about $8 an hour. He says he and his family live much better in Dalton than they did in Mexico. But many people in town believe the immigrants are hurting the job market. They're people like Philip Blaylock, who works at a car dealership.
Talking about illegals, they can cut their prices so much that it'll take jobs. They'll work for less. I'm thinking construction work, fast food, even in the car business.
The lawsuit says Mohawk not only hired undocumented workers, it actively sought them out. It says it paid recruiters to travel to Texas to find employees, and it provided workers with housing when they arrived. The suit says Mohawk never seriously checked working papers and even overlooked blatantly forged documents. Bobby Lee Cook says Mohawk repeatedly hired one worker under different names.
This immigrant would leave and come back 2 months later under a different name. And this has not happened one time. It's happened a multiplicity of times. For them to say that they don't know it is rather laughable.
The lawsuit says that by hiring undocumented workers, Mohawk and its recruiters violated the federal anti-racketeering statute known as RICO. Mohawk won't discuss its hiring practices, but its attorney, Juan Murillo, says the company does not knowingly hire undocumented workers.
Obviously, the company categorically denies that, and we'll be happy to confront those allegations if and when we have to get into discovery.
Murillo also says that far from dragging down local wages, Mohawk provides benefits and good wages to skilled workers, as much as $15 an hour on average. The plaintiff's attorneys say they won't know what average wages at Mohawk are until they do pretrial discovery, but they say their own clients make a lot less than that. If the Supreme Court allows this case to proceed, it is likely to have a huge effect on companies that hire immigrants, says Juan Murillo.
The impact would be to open up corporate employers that employ large numbers of immigrant workers to these RICO lawsuits. And the company believes that the immigration issues should be addressed by Congress. They should not be addressed through the plaintiff's bar through the use of this RICO statute.
Murillo says companies like Mohawk are in a trap of sorts. They're supposed to verify their employees' work papers, but if they do so too aggressively, they open themselves up to discrimination charges. This suit is being heard at a time when illegal immigration has become a huge political issue in Georgia. Roger Williams, who represents Dalton in the state legislature, says he hears constant complaints about immigrants and their impact on the town. But Williams, whose daughter works at Mohawk, says with local unemployment well below 5%, the carpet factories need to find labor somehow.
So it's a dilemma. It's something that we either accept it and say, okay, we'll assimilate them into our society, legal or illegal or whatever, or we take a firm stand and get tough and begin to round up folks that don't belong here and send them back. But how do you stop them?
As long as companies need their labor, undocumented workers will have a strong incentive to come to towns like Dalton. And even if everyone in town wanted to keep them out, no one's really sure how the town would go about doing that. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
Americans are divided on illegal immigration. You can read the results of a recent poll on the issue at npr.org.